following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Welcome to Wilson Wednesdays. How are you doing today? I am here with Nikki Madigan.
Not a Wilson, but a Madigan.
Not a Wilson. Bethany's right. No, she's not here. Yeah. But she'll be back on the next another Wilson Wednesday.
Of course.
It's like pulling her leg. I have got to get her to get on these things. We need you here when
to start
you're,
commenting. Yeah. Bethany, we need you.
When Bethany's on, people watch. That's the thing, and she just needs to understand that. But I'm here with Nikki Madigan, and most of you should know, but if you don't know already, Nikki is taking over our children's ministry as our children's ministry director. She's taking over for Jonathan Trask, who's moving to the mountains. We like to say he's moving back home, but he's moving to the mountains. But we are super excited about Nikki being here, and today's video, we just want to know about Nikki Madigan.
Okay.
Like,
here we go.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in San Diego, specifically Julian, California. And if you know Julian, apple pie, camping.
I was going to say.
It's in the mountains.
Known for the pies.
Yes.
In Julian.
Yes.
And what temperature is in Julian now?
It's a little bit warm in August, like 90s.
Okay.
High
90s. That's not terrible.
Not too bad.
And what did, because I know the answer to this question, but what did you grow up, what did your parents do as you were growing up?
Well, so my mom is a nurse and then my dad was a pastor, so I'm a PK.
She knows about being a pastor's kid.
Yes, it's true.
And here's another question that actually I know the answer to, but didn't really know until a couple weeks ago when we had you come up on, we introduced you to all of Refuge.
Yeah.
And how long have you been at Refuge?
Yeah, I think it's like 18 years, 17, 18. I kind of lose count a little bit.
I mean,
but it was when I was student teaching.
Old building.
Yeah.
So before Refuge was here on Edinger, we were on McFadden.
Yes.
And I wasn't at that time. Actually, I was dating Bethany.
Yeah.
Getting to know Bethany at the time. And you were already here.
Yep.
Doing Refuge ministry.
Yeah, Saturday night kids ministry for a long time, so.
And in the time of you being here, what all ministries have you been a part of?
Well, mostly for a long time. So I've been doing Saturday nights basically since the old building. And then for a long time, I was doing college age. It used to be Relevant, and then it was Response.
As long as it starts with an R.
Yeah, it has to.
Yes.
R is the rule.
Response, Relevant.
Yes. And so that was awesome. Like, did kind of girls' discipleship in that
category.
And then, Jonathan. Literally, we chatted in passing in the hallway about 4 years ago, and he's like, come and help. And I was like, okay. And
so you've been here doing children's ministry already.
Right.
4 years ago. And actually, Saturday nights.
Before that. Yeah. So
when the opportunity came up, then we knew that Jonathan was leaving, this was the natural decision. Now, there was a lot of things that had to go into that.
Yeah.
For you more than for us.
There were some ups and downs of figuring everything out, seeing what God wanted to happen. So.
And she's been teaching for 17 years and now having to redirect and kind of rethink what her schedule is going to look like and a whole bunch of new stuff that comes along with
being. Recess is different now.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. Yeah. There's no recess.
But you can still do recess. I don't have to watch kids on the playground. Yeah.
You can still do recesses. Right. But so all that to say is it's pretty exciting. We're excited about having Nikki here with us. You definitely get someone who loves the Lord, who loves people, loves kids, genuinely loves kids. Because actually, she's been our next step person, which is the room we're in right now, which is our fifth and sixth graders. My son is one of them.
They're fun. They're so fun.
So you have to love kids. Yes, you have to love kids if you're entering into that realm.
Yes.
But here's the other thing that's so cool about Nikki is that she obviously loves the Lord, loves people, and then she definitely loves Refuge. This is her family. In fact, as we were talking and kind of talking about, could you do it? Is it a possibility for you to step into that role? It was really this is my family. So regardless of what happens, whether I do it or I don't do it, this is always going to be my family.
I'm here. Yes.
She's here. She's not going anywhere. So that's really cool to have that on staff now. And kind of excited about outside of children's ministry, what Nikki brings to the staff of Refuge and what the Lord uses her to help us as a staff, as a whole church, definitely in children's, but also outside of that as well. Anything that you can think of that you're excited about, looking forward to?
Yeah, I'm just excited to serve the families of Refuge. I think I always tell people children's ministry is like the most serious, because God gives very serious directions and commands of like, be about it. Raise that next generation up and tell them about me and make sure they know. So I always like have this heavy burden, but it's like the most fun. So I just love kids. They're hilarious. They're deep thinkers. They come out of like left field sometimes. You're like,
how did you?
What?
Totally.
In a classroom, I was like, you were in no textbook I ever read about. I'm going to have to figure you out. So it's just fun, exciting all the time. So I'm humbled. I'm honored. I'm excited.
And you wrote the curriculum for the stuff that we're using currently right now.
For the Bible timeline, we're teaching kind of like the big story of the Bible, which I think is, man, sometimes we hear the stories, we don't put them in the place of that like redemption history. So we're aiming for that. And it's been fun to write those. So figure out how to teach it to kids.
So we're super excited about what God's got planned. Nikki is a big part of that for our children's ministry. And actually, I would just look at bigger scope for young families here at Refuge. We are so excited to have Nikki as a part of that, reaching into our young families. And so if you have questions about children's ministry or any of those things, you can talk to Nikki. She's here. Can I pray for you?
That'd be awesome. Thank you.
Lord, we just pray right now that you, Lord, first of all, be with the Trask family. We love them. We love the ministry that they've done here at Refuge. And really, they are and will always be a part of our family. They're definitely our friends. They might as well be our family as well, Lord. So we thank you for that. And now we thank you for providing Nikki to Refuge. And Lord, would you just use her? Would you grow her and strengthen her? Give her fresh vision and wisdom and direction for what you want for her, Lord, but also for our ministry, to our family and to our kids. And Lord, we're thankful that you're always faithful to us, regardless of what comes and what goes. Lord, you're always consistent and you're always faithful. So we thank you for that. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you guys for joining us.
Bye,
everybody. See you next week. Maybe we'll try to get Bethany on.
Yay!
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life